one of the reasons I write about slavery, I mean, there's many reasons. It's about transformation. The slaves did something that was very difficult for them, and to take a long journey, sometimes by foot, over thousands of miles. And I had heard as I was growing up about the depots in southwestern Ontario where the slaves were welcomed and where they were sheltered and where they could have their first taste of freedom. So that kind of all intrigued me my whole life.
This is Virginia Frances Schwartz. She grew up in southern Ontario in the town of Stoney Creek, the place where she first heard stories of the thousands of slaves who made their way to freedom. Years later, when Schwartz was teaching in New York City, her grade 4 class was studying a unit on slavery, and the stories came back to her. But she was frustrated by how little interest her class seemed to have in that history. So Schwartz went to the library and started to research, reading actual slave narratives. They were brutal and realistic, and she wanted her class to hear some of the stories.
I remember one day sitting around in a circle, one of the first days that I did that, and I said, today you're really going to learn what it was like to be a slave. And I read from a book by Julius Lester, To Be a Slave. And they couldn't believe it, the kids. They were so horrified, and they were so angry, and it was great.
For the next 5 years, Schwartz continued researching, reading every account she could find. And one night, after reading Alex Haley, she was wide awake with, as she describes it, a head filled with all the images from her research.
It was like I finally got it, what it was like. And that night, as I was falling asleep or trying to fall asleep, I saw a face in my mind. It was as if a girl was peering in at me. And she looked so thin and scared, like she only had a moment, and she wanted to tell me something badly. And this is the very first time that something came in like that, such an image came in. And I thought, what should I do? What should I do? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? And I just decided I'm going to get up, take out my writer's notebook. And my hand really raced to catch up because she told me a story. She narrated a story. And what she gave me basically was chapter 1 and 2, almost as it was written, and the whole idea for the story to come.
If I Just Had 2 Wings was the book that came out of her 5 years of research, and the thin, scared girl in her vision became Phoebe, a 13-year-old slave on a southern cotton plantation. The first chapter is compelling and takes readers into the hard life of working in the fields. Readers find out about the pain of cotton picking, how Phoebe had to pinch wisps of cotton from dried bowl shells that cut her fingers like razor blades. While her days were brutal, nights brought some escape.
In her dream that night, she was twirling through the rows in a white cotton dress that blew around her legs like a breeze. As she danced, she lost all memory of being born a slave on a cotton plantation in Alabama. She just lifted up her feet and flew high above the white clouds, light as air. Her dress blew around her like a cloud. She saw a single white star shining. Somewhere, it was dawn.
To capture the realities of the escape and the great secrecy of the Underground Railroad, Schwartz read the records of conductors, the people who aided the escaping slaves, who wrote down the people's stories as they passed through. Ol' Willie is the conductor in the book, and he recognizes Phoebe as someone who has enough vision to make it to freedom. He begins teaching her the secret codes and passes to start the first part of the long trek north. And she sets off with another slave and 2 young children, looking for more conductors along the way. Amos is the first.
When the sun comes back and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is awaiting.
Amos held up an oil lamp over a thin piece of paper. On it was sketched a rough drawing of the woods, with arrows pointing to the mapmaker's station. It had no words, only pictures. Slaves could not read. It was against the law to teach them. On top of the map was the North Star leading the way. Make your own minds like a map to see you clear to the north.
If I Just Had 2 Wings chronicles the 1,000-mile journey traveled by foot, steamboat, raft, and wagon. At every point, there is danger. Phoebe and her party hide from the master's hunting hounds, and they get lost in a swamp. They're exhausted, hungry, and sick. Virginia Frances Schwartz has given all grade 4s and upper elementary readers a harsh and breathtaking account of a true event in history.
I feel you have to be truthful and honest, and you have to reveal the truth, even if it hurts. And kids will say to me, well, your books made me really sad. And slavery was sad. It was a real, true fact. And I want them to know about it, and I want them just to be sensitive that other lives were different from the way that they lived their lives. And I wanted them to feel the book in their heart.
And go home to my Lord and be free.
I'm Ann Spencer.